The following is the realization of His Holiness Navyugendra Swami.
Hare Krishna. This is very unfortunate that Nandarani, who was such a noble soul, I can say, she was a really wonderful soul. I knew her from Punjabi Bagh, Delhi. And she was very dear to me. She will always come running to me, and I will talk to her. And by the mercy of Guru Gauranga and Krishna, I was able to feel her soul, that she was a noble soul. But unfortunate situation is this, that noble soul doesn't stay very long, you know. And just like we see that our Gurudev Srila Prabhupada, she was such a, you can say, great Vaishnava, Mahabhagavata Vaishnava. But when he appeared in the public, he stayed only for 11 years. He started his movement in 66, left this world in 77, only 11 years. I used to go quite often to Punjabi Bagh Center for lecture there, weekend lecture. And she will definitely come to me. And she was very young that time. She was a little girl, and she will come and talk to me. And I used to talk to her. And I always felt, you know, wonderful in her association. And by the mercy of Guru Gauranga and Krishna, I come across many children, and I like children because my Gurudev Srila Prabhupada had a great love and affection for children. I also have a love and affection for children. But I don't feel so affectionate with all the children as I was feeling with Nandarani. And whenever I look at her, and I felt, you know, totally different, very, very spiritual person. And whenever she saw me, even though, you know, her parents were also very familiar to me, her grandparents, you know, grandmothers, her nani and her dadi, and if she saw me, she came running to me when she was little. She will go and tell that I met Maharaj, you know, I spoke to Maharaj. And according to my feeling, you know, the book which is published, Remembering Nandarani, and all the sannyasis, and all my godbrothers, and so many others, they have spoken about her and written nice about her. And my feeling came true. My feeling is not that only my feeling, it's a feeling of my all God brothers, you know. And Radhanath Maharaj, Gopal Krishna Maharaj, Loknath Swami, Naramdas Swami, and so many others. So point I'm making is that it's very unfortunate that she is not among us, and she left untimely. You know, this was not her time to leave. If she could have stayed more in this world, you know, then she could have been asset to this ISKCON, because of her noble qualities, because of her noble nature and good behavior, which is very dear, you know. Everybody cannot have this kind of behavior. So, my prayers to the lotus feet of Gurudev Srila Prabhupada, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Kali Pavana Avatar, Nityananda Dvetacharya Gadadhar Srivas Thakur, Radharani and Sri Krishna, wherever she is, her soul should rest in peace. And she was only supposed to be among us how many years? only 13 years. And I'm talking when she was 5-6 years old, you know, little child. And she was very dear to me, beyond any doubt. There's no exaggeration in this. I had a special attraction. And then her parents moved to Bombay. So I was not going quite often to Bombay. But when she was in Delhi with her parents, with her grandmother's nani and dadi, and I was, you know, whenever I will meet her, I will, even sometime I don't meet her, I will ask her, where is Nandrani, you know? They will tell, oh, we will bring her. She will come and very nicely talk to me. And anyway, what can we do? This is not in our hand. Gain and loss, fame and infamy, birth and death is in the hand of Sri Krishna, you know. His hand of the Creator, you know, not in our hand. So we can only pray to Sri Krishna that Krishna should bless our soul. Thank you very much, everyone, and Hare Krishna.